Eden.
Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, the What Do You Know Christmas letter, thanks for the memos, and more of the What Do You Know quiz.
That's right.
Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who says, nice day for a bus ride halfway across the state, it's Michael Feldman.
Okay. Well, you know, each week at this time, I read actual memos sent in by actual listeners. Yeah. Maybe you didn't know that, but we do. Here's a memo here. Hi, everyone. It says, I hate it when they begin friendly because you know it's going to be bad. No. Hi, everyone. Right. Someone is watering down the soap dispensers again.
Oh,
we went through the same situation last year. After I wrote a memo, it ceased. But recently, I found the soap in the kitchen watered down. And just moments ago, Jeff found one in the bathroom, watered down also. I know that whomever, by the way, I don't think whomever is actually a word. If you're writing a memo, I'd look it up first to make sure it is a word. Whomever is doing this has the kindest intentions in mind, but it's really not a good thing to water down the soaps in a business environment. First, we need to combat the spread of germs. So let's keep the antibacterial soap full strength. Second, adding water to the dispensers causes the soapy liquid to squirt farther. Last year, Catherine witnessed a very angry client exiting the bathroom with soap on his suit.
Oh.
He was not happy about the watered-down liquid all over his clothing, I'll tell you. This is not the impression we want to make. There are large, in caps, refills of soap in the bathroom cabinets and under the kitchen sink. Tell Ben or I if we are out. Also, we usually keep a backup or two on the top shelf of the slop sink closet. We totally appreciate all of who are conscious of the studio budget. Here are a few suggestions of things you can do to help keep costs down. Be mindful of how much copy paper you use. Turn off your monitors and lights when you leave for the day or for lunch. It saves electricity. Don't covet more supplies than you need. We order based on what is missing from our inventory, so if you have two boxes of pencils hidden in one of your drawers, we're buying two boxes of pencils to replace that. Think about it, people. Keep windows closed when the heat or the AC is on, and if you're using a space heater, please turn it off when you leave for lunch. Thanks, everyone. There you have it. Thank you for that memo, actual memo. Sent in by an actual listener. Who's concerned about, probably the head of the office, I guess, in this case, about watered-down soap in the dispenser. Some of you have that problem in your workspace? Watered-down soap dispensers? Applaud if you do. Just our guy here in the bio lab bed thing. Really, they water them down there?
Yeah, it makes them last. The soap lasts a lot longer. It doesn't need to be that thick, syrupy liquid.
It just doesn't do anything when you wash your hands with it if it's watered down too much. Plus, you're working with plants, all you want to be washing your hands, so don't they have lava or something? Flava?
I don't know what kind of soap it is. Gojo?
Oh, Gojo, that's the cheap stuff you can water down. Okay, so where can all the memos or the letters, where can they go?
They can go to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org with the subject line memos, or people can go to notmuch.com and post it there.
On the site there. And if they're writing something by hand?
Yes.
I know this. You've never done this, but used to be that you'd write something. And
with
put
a stamp, I heard, yeah.
And put a stamp on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. The address is 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Care of What Do You Know? Thanks for the memos.
Yeah. And if you want to follow, you can follow me on the Twitters at MyFeldman, by the way, if you're into the Twitter thing,
mm-hmm.
which we all do now instead of actually trying to communicate. We tweet. You can say anything when you tweet because it's Twitter. You know, all kinds of stuff is out there, so it doesn't really matter.